This is Major Elvis Newton, and we'd like to dedicate today's show to our brother, Ben Baltus, in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Major Elvis Newton. Welcome to Fan Out, Spread Out, and Then Fan Right Back In Tight. This is the weekly webcast of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This week, I'll be hosting, along with my wife, one of the founding minds, one of the intellects behind the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Balloonia Newton. Balloonia, it's good to have you with me.
Hello, everyone. Balloonia Newton here. My maiden name is Balloonia Ayrton, A-I-R-T-O-N. I was named Balloonia because of the fact that air was in our last name. And
your father wanted to name you appropriately.
My father, yes. It was my father who named me Balloonia because he said to my mother, air is a part of the last name, so let's give her a name that would rely on air. And the name is Balloonia. People call me the Balloon. Some people that really know me well call me Balloon, or they say, there goes a pair of balloons. So, you know, things that...
That's very personal, though.
All right. I want you, Lou, to take a break today and have a good time. I'll talk to the audience.
Yeah, but I don't like the there goes a pair of balloons.
That's because the good Lord blessed me with large breasts.
That's great. Now every ass out there knows.
You are the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I am Major Elvis Newton.
Yes. So act like that. And if your wife has large breasts, as I do, and people say, there goes a pair of balloons...
All right, I just...
I know it's disrespectful. It's very disrespectful, but that's how I'm built that way. And a lot of guys join the Citizens Auxiliary Police because, or at least they want to, because me, the wife of Major Elvis Newton, Balloonia Ayrton Newton, has large breasts.
God damn.
Elvis?
All right, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you can understand, but as the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I do have to set an example. Here is Sub-Commander Gleason, and we are going to bring in, of course, the great Brigadier Admiral himself, Jay Santos, but here is Sub-Commander Gleason. Sub-Commander Gleason, did you join the Citizens Auxiliary Police because my wife had large breasts and you wanted to be, what, hanging around the house or something?
Well, I didn't. No, I did not. I want to be a Citizens Auxiliary Police because I wanted to help. Then I did see.
You did see my wife's breasts?
Yes, I did see how large they were. And I went, God, I want to take the test again.
Why are you wiping your nose? Can we get a napkin over here?
Here you go.
Thank you, Mrs. Newton.
All right.
You've got your finger on your nose. It looks like your nose is running.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a cold, but I did see how large, Mrs. Newton, I saw how large your breasts were, and I said...
You wanted to take the entrance exam again?
Well, I wanted the application.
The application, yes. And you passed?
I did.
Well, had I known the whole motivation, but you're not saying the whole motivation.
No, my original motivation was I wanted to help people and serve the community, but then I did see how big they were.
Thank you very much. That is Sub-Commander Gleason. I suppose I can say to you at this point, I'm Major Elvis Newton. I'm letting myself in for quite a bit of humiliation today as I bring my wife, Balloonia Newton, on, maiden name Ayrton. I get you.
Well, it was funny because people ask, why the name Balloonia? I said, there's significance to that because of our last name being Ayrton, and our family had been in the hot balloon business for a while.
Now, when you say hot balloon, you're not talking about hot air balloons.
No. My uncle stole these hot air balloons. And for a while, he had some 600 in a warehouse out here in Aurora, Colorado.
He stole balloons, and so he wasn't in the hot air balloon business. He was in the hot balloon business.
The balloons were hot, yes.
Okay. Okay, this is Balloonia, my wife. We're doing all these air references because of...
Because of the fact that's what my family was... And then the maiden name is Ayrton. So my father and mother both got together and said, let's call her Balloonia. They'd seen a man doing balloon animals at at a festival. My mother said, I want to see a balloon giraffe. He made a perfect balloon giraffe. And she thought it was the greatest balloon animal she'd ever see. She said, you know, I'm pregnant. And I really, she said, my father, I really want to name this, if it's a girl, and they found out that I was a girl, and I don't know how they didn't get a...
In those days, did people actually get a sonic? Did they want to know?
In those days, they didn't really want to know, but my mother figured, you know, it better be a girl. It was a girl, so she said, I want to call it Balloonia to honor the fact that my uncle was in the hot balloon business.
So your ankle...
Not my ankle, My ankle? That's my ankle.
No. Your uncle stole balloons.
Yes, and Elvis, you're a great man. You started the Citizens Auxiliary Police with my help. So don't be jealous of my uncle. And
I'm not jealous.
Yeah, you're showing the signs of jealousy that you usually show. And just be proud of what you and I created together.
This is Fan Out, Spread Out, and then Fan Back In, the Citizens Auxiliary Police Weekly Webcast. I am Major Elvis Newton. With me is my wife, Balloonia Newton. And she is telling you about things. She had a lot to do with the organizing of this organization. She had an awful lot to do in the enforcement of the rules. And she's now telling you almost that you had more to do.
I had more to do with organizing the Citizens Auxiliary Police than you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it sounds that way.
Well, I did. But you are Major Elvis Newton. I allowed you.
Oh, great. Here we go with this, you allowed me.
I did, Elvis. I allowed you to be the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police because I knew if I didn't, you'd start hopping around here on one leg like you got it caught in a door, and you know what I'm talking about.
Jesus. Yeah.
And I didn't want to listen to it, so I said, okay, you can be the head.
I can be the... But you're saying I didn't earn it, that I had to hop around and squeal like a bitch to get it?
Well, you said it. I didn't. My son is here. This is the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton. How are you, the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton?
I'm really good, Mother, and I'm grateful to be here with you. You know, we haven't gotten around to the... I know that I'm in the line of succession.
We're not going to talk about you being in the line of succession. Your father is healthy. He's not going anywhere. He is the Newton. You are the Newton, but he is Major Elvis Newton.
But I'm the Newton, and I wanted everyone to know that I'm the Newton.
Yes, everyone knows you're the Newton. But when you hunch your back like that and squat down and look up as if, you know, I'm taller than you...
Well, you are right now.
I know, but that's because you're squatted down. You look like you have brain damage. Do you understand what I'm trying? You know what I've been trying to tell you here for the last 10 years.
I know, but I just want Father to know that I stand just off stage to be
the Major Lou Newton.
What would be my title?
Your title would be, because you are the Newton, you would be Major the Newton Lou the Newton Newton.
What kind of monkey stuff is that? Balloonia.
Now, hold on. I don't pull rank all that often, but I'm pulling rank because I did. I helped sculpt the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, there was not a Newton before you. You were one of the founding members.
Yes, that's right.
But I outrank you because I had the initial idea for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, as it is structured, the Newton came about when you and I had a son, Lou, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, don't be resentful.
Yeah, Father, you should not be resentful of me being the Newton. Oh, God, look at the Newton. Take your foot off the gas. But, Father, take your foot off the gas, or I'm going to forget everything that I am, every rank. I'm going to forget your mother's here. I'll lift you up over my head, just like Frankenstein did with Fritz in The Son of Frankenstein, and throw you off the top of a windmill.
Oh, did you hear that, Mother?
Yes, I heard it. Come on, Elvis. Grow up.
Grow up?
Grow up, Elvis. So I had the idea. We had a son. He's the Newton. If you'd been the son of a leader of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you'd be the Newton. But you're not Elvis. You're just Major Elvis Newton.
Yes, but he gets to be Major the Newton.
He has the rank of the Newton, which you don't lose. He's Major the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton.
Boy, I have to tell you, that makes it hurt, right?
Let the record show he's cupping his balls as if I put a boot there. I didn't touch you.
I know, but it feels... it feels like it.
Mother, I just wanted to thank you again for all of the encouragement you've given me to be a Newton.
You're not a Newton. You're the Newton. If you were a Newton, you'd be any one of the sub-commanders. They're all a Newtons. But that doesn't mean anything. It only means something. It only means that you are standing in a line of succession if you're the Newton.
Well, here's a phone call from Jay Santos right now, the citizen. Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, good day to everyone.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Jay.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Yeah, I want to ask everyone, are you saying to me that, are you saying to me that Sub-Commander Gleason is actually a Newton Sub-Commander, Sub-Club-Club-Club-Club-Commander?
It's not Sub-Club-Club-Mander.
No, I know.
It's not Sub-Chlamydia. Sounds like you're trying to say Sub-Chlamydia.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just trying to say, are you saying that Gleason's name would be...
Sub-Commander Gleason's name would be Sub-Commander Newton Gleason.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
it. Welcome, everyone. I am Balloonia Newton. I am the wife of Major Elvis Newton. My maiden name is Ayrton. Everybody wanted to know, well, how did you get the name Balloonia? Because my father was a gentleman named Grab Bag Ayrton. You may know the term grab bag. My father invented the grab bag, where you reach in and you grab bags of goodies at Halloween. He was the inventor of the grab bag. When they had a daughter, he and my mother, Slugga, and you may ask yourself, what is Slugga? That is the feminine of Sluggo. Slugga. Sluggo is actually a Czech Slovakian name, Sluggo. It means coal miner in what is called Slovakia or Slovaka. So Slugga is the feminine of Sluggo. My mother was Slugga Ayrton. Her maiden name, interestingly enough, was Sluggo. So, and she had a brother named Sluggo Sluggo. Okay.
God Almighty, please, please, Balloonia, will you get to the point?
I'm getting to the, take it easy, you know.
Hey, Father, I am the Newton. I'm Lou the Newton. I know you're the Newton. I'm going to just say someday I'll be the head of this, and you have to be careful the way you talk to my mother. Oh, you are brain damaged. You just the way you did that.
But Mate.
I'd like to take just a quick jab, you know?
What are you talking about, Father?
No, really. Just like, yeah. Look at that. He flinched.
Don't start throwing sucker punches at our son.
Look at that. Did you say, watch this. Hey, the Newton, look at this. Yeah. Boy, did you flinch. Boy, what a pussy you are.
Father, don't do that. I'm someday going to be the Newton, and I'm going to be the Major the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton.
There are days that I get up in the morning and I wish the day that Balloonia and I sculpted the Citizens Auxiliary Police, there are days I wish I got out of bed that morning and immediately just collapsed to the ground, dead.
Oh my God, what a thing to think. You had a hand in forming the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
So you were telling everyone about your father, Grab Bag.
That's it. Grab Bag named me, along with my mother, Slugga, Balloonia, because of the air that was so precious to them in the name Ayrton.
Were they having a hard time breathing or something? What's so precious about air?
What's so precious? Did you hear that?
Father, I mean, come on. Air is what we breathe. It's the life of everything.
Yeah, okay.
You just said...
No, I did not. You did.
Oh.
This is Major Elvis Newton. Today on Fan In, Spread Out, and Fan It Back In, we're talking with my wife and one of the founding minds behind the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Balloonia Newton, Balloonia Ayrton Newton. Her father was Grab Bag Ayrton, her mother was Slugga Ayrton, and because Air was in their last name, they thought their daughter should have a name that had something to... Because Air was in their last name, they thought they should name their daughter something that had to do with air, so they call her Balloonia. Does that sound like it comes from two people with serious brain damage? What do you think, the Newton?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Fan out, spread in, and then fan back in. A webcast of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be back right after this. I'm Major Elvis Newton, very grateful to Phil Hendry and all concerned for giving us the opportunity to air today's Fan Out, Spread In, and Spread Back In Again on his website platform. On his website platform. Yes, Fan Out, Spread Out, then Spread Back In, or whatever this chimp party is called. I don't know.
It's called Fan Out, Spread Out, and then Spread, and then...
And then what, Spaban?
No, Fan Spread Back In.
Fan spread? It sounds like you're picking up some girl at the locker room.
I had to just... Ow! She hit me. Usually I wouldn't do that, but you deserve that, Major Elvis Newton.
Woo! Mm-mm-mm. Where's Henry? He said there's no domestic violence allowed.
Well, I allowed it, because I am Balloonia Newton.
And I'm the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton, and I want to tell you to get a backstage pass at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and you can get 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content, all the video casts, all of the video, all the rants. You got a pre-show, you got a post-show. It's good. It's all good. It feels good. So get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
I'm Balloonia Newton, and welcome back to Fan Out, Spread Out, and then Fan Back In, the webcast, weekly webcast of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And we've been hearing tonight from my husband, Major Elvis Newton, and also from my son, the Newton, Lou the Newton Newton. who will stand to become the major, that is the overriding commander-in-chief of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, upon the retirement of Major Elvis Newton. The other thing we learned here tonight is that everyone is a Newton. If you're associated with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're a Newton. So, for instance, we heard from Sub-Commander Gleason tonight. He's technically Sub-Commander a Newton Gleason. And Brigadier Admiral Jay Santos is Brigadier Admiral a Newton Jay Santos. Everyone's a Newton. Even I am.
Now, my wife, Balloonia.
I'm not done. I am the wife of Major Elvis Newton, so I am known as Newton One. So I would be Newton One, Balloonia Newton.
Now, of course, you take over as head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If I were to pass on, if my son, if there was no one within the familial structure to take over leadership, then what would happen?
Then what would happen? I would then pass to the superior commander-in-chief of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I would be a Newton, Newton One, Balloonia Newton, the Newton.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, you sure?
Well, I'm...
You're not sure, are you?
Father, that's how it is. I just read it up in the handbook.
Okay, so that's what you'd be if my son and I were just gone.
Yes, don't look at me like that, Elvis. I'm not planning on having you killed. I wouldn't want to be the commander of this unit for a variety of reasons. First of all, most of the people in it, quite frankly, have IQs. They're functioning, and I say this with a great deal of respect, they're barely functioning sort of slob. They're slobbish or slobs. We say what in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we call them a Newton subslob.
Yes, the subslob can be commanders-in-chief. So, for instance, Commander-in-Chief Gleason.
Or Commander-in-Chief Hepcat.
Yes, are a Newton subcommander subslob Gleason.
Well, you hesitated there.
Yeah. Father, you should say it like this.
Don't tell me how to say it. I'm Major Elvis Newton.
But I'm the Newton, and I've got it down, okay?
Let my son the Newton say it.
Fuck.
You just said fuck.
Ow!
Ha, 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 ha.
See, I got no problem. Man, I'm all hands tonight. What, you got anything else you want to say?
No, I don't.
What about you, kid?
No, I'm sorry.
Major Elvis Newton.
What I was trying to say was, okay, that this guy Gleason is a Newton subcommander subslob Gleason, okay? And also Jay Santos, Admiral, Brigadier Admiral Subslob Santos.
And you are?
I guess I'm Major Subslob.
The only one who cannot be a subslob is moi, me, Mom, Balloonia, Balloonia Ayrton Newton. That's me. Don't wear it out.
Today's program was also dedicated to Sue Price, who wanted to hear more Balloonia Newton. I am Major Elvis Newton.
Thank you very much, Sue. And this is Balloonia One, Newton.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Major Elvis Newton with Balloonia One. And with...
Also, I am the Newton Lou, the Newton Newton.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I am.